This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Aurora will no longer send police officers to Denver if the city asks for help. Aurora City Council approved the controversial resolution 5-4 Monday night. The decision stems from a disagreement over which city should pay for damages to protesters over police misconduct during the 2020 George Floyd protests, when Aurora sent officers to help Denver police. A lawsuit between the two cities is currently pending. The Pueblo real estate market continues to slow. KRCC's Shauna Lewis says that reflects a statewide trend. Archaeologists are further examining an unexpected find discovered last year at the Francisco Fort Museum in La Vida. Sarah Millward is part of the team investigating the site. She says drainage work around the old adobe building turned up both indigenous and Euro-American objects in one trench.
It's a strange thing. It's going to be, we have all of these puzzle pieces. What makes the most sense?
Millward says when they returned this summer, they found an arrowhead, a military button, and other objects in the same trench. She says they'll analyze the finds and have a report ready next year. More than $2 million will be invested in reforestation and wildfire reduction measures in Colorado and other states. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Nearly $200,000 will go to Colorado's San Isabel and White River National Forests. Along the Front Range, another sunny and hot day. Highs in Denver and Boulder around 90. A slight chance of some thunderstorms and rain showers later this afternoon. In Grand Junction, highs over 100. In Vail in the Central Mountains, highs around 80. Slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC. Come to CPR.org anytime for more news from around the state. It's 10:06.